Hey everyone, this is your host Jim. This is going to be a really short episode, so all the other stuff that you would normally see or hear, I should say, the beginning and end aren't going to be there. Just had a quick thought, and I just wanted to jump on here and share. Recently, my wife got a new job, and she's been out of the home on the weekends from time to time, and so I've been spending more time with my kids. Well, this morning, when my wife left to go to work, and I'm sitting here with my kids, just really enjoying my time with my two sons, and I just happened to like look at my older son, and I had this thought, you know, oh, man, you need to know Jesus. Oh God, I just want to make sure that you know Jesus. For those of you guys who haven't been keeping up with our family timeline, so to speak, my oldest is coming up on 3. And youngest is coming up on 2. They're about 2.5 and 1.5 right now. So they're still young, obviously, you know, don't really understand much. But I just turned to my son, Sam, and I said, Sam, you know Jesus loves you? Jesus loved me. You know mommy love you? Mommy love me. You know daddy loves you? Daddy love me. And I just said to him, yeah. And Jesus loves you more than mommy and daddy. And he just, you know, doesn't understand much, but he's just kind of sitting there listening and kind of doing his little baby talk thing. And I said, yeah, you know, Jesus loves you so much, loves you more than mommy and daddy. And that's why we pray to him every day, because he loves us. So we talk to him because he loves us. He loves us so much. And in that moment, I just remember just the Holy Spirit leading me in that way, thinking, yeah, I love you, Jim. I love you so much, you know. And I just got to thinking, you know, and the Holy Spirit really challenged me in my prayer life in that moment. You know, how often do I tell the Lord that I love him? Do I show him that I love him by praying to him, by talking to him? How often do you? And I just wanted to leave you with that thought. Like I said, very short little thing, episode today. I just wanted to share this with you. No matter where you're at with your walk with God, if you're praying to him an hour a day or an hour a week or less than that, or maybe more than an hour a day, you know, wherever you're at, does your prayer life with the Lord reflect your love for him? Is your love for him, maybe the better way to say this, is your love for him accurately reflected in your prayer life, in your conversation with the Lord, how much you talk to him, how much you listen to him? And I just want to leave you at that. I want to challenge you. What's your prayer life like? Does it reflect your love for the Lord? Does it reflect all that he's done for you? Does it reflect the effort and the love that he has given his son, his daughter, you? And if it doesn't, I challenge you today to start taking steps to change that. I'm not saying start praying 4 hours a day or an hour a day, but definitely pray every day, even if it's just before you go to sleep to thank him, or as soon as you wake up to pray for his blessing over your day. Maybe it's praying a few more times a day. Like I said, wherever you're at and within your relationship and your walk with God, I know we're all at different stages of our race, but I challenge you today to take one more step. Take one more step closer to him and let him transform you. Let him change you. Show him you love him because he loves you. He loves you more than anyone you know. Know that. And show him that you appreciate and love him back. Show him by talking to him. Show him in your prayer life. That's it, guys. God bless.